from that interview with U2's guitarist, The Edge. First, a little bit about the interview itself. It was given to the Moscow rock correspondent of one of Russia's papers. His name is Artemy Troitsky, and it was given to him because of his friendship with The Edge and in order to reach Eastern Bloc countries. And I've been listening to it over the last day or two, and I found it, I must say, very interesting. One of the things The Edge explained was why he felt U2 had become such a massive success in the 80s.
Well, when we formed the band, we were never shy about wanting to be a great band. But our goal was always to be the best band, maybe, hopefully, the best band of our era, but not, never the most commercially successful or the biggest. Those were words and ideas that never really meant much to us. I suppose coming from Ireland, we had at the beginning a certain innocence about, and a certain purity about what we set out to do. I mean, when we were a band at first, it was almost like we were missionaries going out, you know. We didn't think of it in terms of just what we could get out of it. It was something we believed in, and we went out there to try and achieve something. Years later, we may have lost some of that that innocence, but I think we've retained the goal that we set out with.
It's also interesting that despite their huge international success, the band have remained here in Ireland. And The Edge doesn't feel that this is anything in particular to do with nationalism. In fact, he explained it in this way.
Well, I think we gain a lot from being Irish. I don't think, for us really, the whole concept of nationalism is kind of old-fashioned now. And as a band, we never thought of ourselves as deeply Irish. We were Irish because that's where we started, formed, and that's where we grew up. Our Irishness really only started to emerge, say, by our second LP. Early on, it was, to us, it was something that was evident only by kind of osmosis. You know, it wasn't something that we were trying to put into our music, but it was there because we've grown up in this cultural environment that is Ireland. So our Irishness is more geographical than any real strong sense of nationalism. But Ireland, as it happens, is a great country for this group, because it kind of protects us from the real negative side of what rock and roll is nowadays in the West, in LA, in New York, in London, where the commercial side is so overpowering that, you know, I think a lot of groups that start off with high artistic ideals, it's just, they end up being just eaten up by this machine. So being in Ireland is great for us. It's like almost like a haven, a shelter from the storm.
U2's guitarist The Edge in an interview with Artemy Troitsky. We'll have some more from that exclusive interview a little bit later on.
Number one.
19 minutes now past 6 o'clock. Back to that U2 interview. It'll be some time before they release their next album. And in fact, at this stage, they don't know what it'll sound like. The Edge explains.
Well, I think it's getting more and more difficult to remain relevant. But obviously, I think it's possible, or else we'd just break up the band. It's been something that it's been the whole idea of U2 all along, is to keep relevant. But, you know, our next album, I don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, I really don't know. At this stage, we have like the next couple of years stretching before us, and I know sometime in the next 2 years we will release the record, but what it will be and what it's going to be about, I have no idea. What I hope it will be is maybe a prophetic record. I think rock and roll at its most important and cutting is prophetic. You know, I think of people like Bob Dylan, you know, in the 60s, even Elvis in his own way. What they were saying was they were calling in a wind of change. They were talking about something that had not quite happened but was about to happen. And I hope if rock and roll can retain that, I think that is where it's most dangerous, but it's most positive and most important.
Of course, to achieve success in the charts, you two often have to do battle with people like Jason Donovan and even Rick Astley. Do they ever feel they're going to be swamped by Stock Aitken Waterman clones?
I used to believe that Kylie Minogue is at the moment you know, the most original idea that, you know, is being expressed in rock and roll. I just think that there are other ideas out there and other performers who just haven't maybe become as commercially successful. But again, that is unfortunately how rock and roll is now perceived, is in commercial terms. You know, the size of an artist in record sales is what it seems to be all about as far as the media is concerned. But for me, that is irrelevant. And, you know, I'm just hoping that there's a couple of Bob Dylans out there somewhere working on some songs, and, you know, in a few years' time, we're all going to be, you know, buying their albums and having our minds expanded. And so I am optimistic. But there are times where I feel I've no right to be looking at what's in the charts and what is being bought at the moment.
The sweetest thing. And if you're going to play that on single, make sure you play it at 33. That's a trap I almost fell into there. Anyway, returning to that interview, I think a question that's on everybody's mind at the moment is, why at this very successful point in their career, you two have decided to take such a long break?
We feel that we're at a sort of a pivotal point, a sort of crossroads in our career. We feel that we really need to go away and assess our direction, reassess what the band is about, to take us into the next decade, you know, so that we're not surviving on older ideas, old directions, but there's a real freshness about what we're doing. That period might be, you know, 6 months, might be 2 years. It's impossible for us to really say right now, but we there is a sense within the group that we need to go away and just reaffirm the band itself, the idea of the band, and just decide on direction for the next 10 years.
So, what does a guitarist who has conquered the world want to do with all his newfound free time?
There's so many things that I know I will at some stage get into. Production work, film work, working on the film myself, maybe with other members of the band. Not as an actor, I don't think. Although, I think Bono, for instance, at some stage will definitely do some acting. I don't feel that's something I want to do personally. I would feel much more comfortable behind the camera or, you know, directing or something like that. But really, what's most fascinating for me right now is you two, and that is what all my energy and my time is going into. And we will not be throwing in the towel, I don't think, for a few years yet. There's too much in the group of ourselves, and we're not gonna let it just end without a real fight, you know. I think we'll be the first to admit if the band ever really just runs out of steam. But right now we're very hopeful, and you know, it's a very exciting thing to go into the 90s with a new Europe, and you know, we're really looking forward to working this next decade.
You two there, of course, and that's I Will Follow. So it looks like you two fans can breathe easy. No split. Might be a while before we see a next album, but certainly no split. A lot of enthusiasm for more work with the band there from The Edge in that interview. And thanks to Artemy Troitsky from Moscow for that interview. Stereo 2 FM, just gone 6:30. Sports News on the way.